Each week at this time, we present Legislative Report, and on today's program, I'm happy to have with us Lancaster County Representative Steve Menser. He represents the 97th Legislative District. And Representative Menser, you are the Republican chairman of the House Aging and Older Adult Services Committee, and recently two pieces of legislation was approved by that committee. The first is House Bill 1528. Can you talk to us about this measure?
I sure can, Greg. House Bill 1528 establishes the Grand Family Assistance Program in Pennsylvania. And what this program would provide, it would provide grants to the local areas on aging to be distributed to grandparents who serve as the primary caregiver for their grandchildren while the parent is actively participating in an opioid use disorder treatment program. And it's surprising, Greg, the number of people, grandparents, that are put in a situation like this. So we would try to fund this with the use of the Opioid Settlement Fund. It passed through the committee with a unanimous vote.
A second bill that was approved by your committee is House Bill 1894. Can you talk to us about this bill?
Yes, House Bill 1894 requires that older adults who exhaust the resources and must rely on Medicare and Medicaid be provided with educational resources fully explaining their options. Now, one of these options, Greg, is called the Living Independence for the Elderly or LIFE program. This program allows seniors to remain in their home as long as possible and is both efficient for the seniors from the seniors' perspective and is less costly for the state. There are other options available to seniors, and we want to make sure all the options are fully explained to the seniors when they qualify. And so this legislation requires that explanation and those materials be provided to the senior. And this bill also passed from the committee with a unanimous vote.
As we approach the upcoming election on November 4th, there are some important dates approaching related to voter registration, applying for mail-in ballots and such. Can you fill us in on those deadlines?
Yes, one of them is just a couple days away, and that is the last day to register to vote. So if you're going to register to vote, you have until October 20th to do it. Now, if you're going to be out of town or you want to apply for a mail-in ballot, you have until October the 28th, so you've got another week or so. And then, of course, it's important to note that the election day is on November the 4th, and polls open at 7 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. Completed mail-in ballots must be received on November the 4th by 8 p.m. So those are the dates that are coming up here and that everybody should pay attention to.
Lancaster County Representative Steve Menser, thank you for being with us on a very informative legislative report.